joining us from New Mexico and excited for this conversation. New head coach, as we are live here again in Las Vegas. And joining us is Danny Gonzalez from making the trek from Arizona State. But, hey, when the alma mater calls, you got to answer that phone call, right?
Yes, you do. You got to go home, and it is. It's home.
When you get that phone call, and, you know, look, you're with Herm, and you're having a blast, I'm sure, at Arizona State, but when the place that you played calls up and they say, hey, look, we need you to help get this thing going, I got to imagine you jump on that pretty quick.
You know, I'll share a funny story. So Coach Long, who's our defense coordinator, who I worked with for 20 years.
He's a pretty good coach.
He's a pretty good coach. Yeah. Great time in San Diego State and in New Mexico and stuff. I called him when New Mexico called, and I said, Coach, you know, I'm happy here at Arizona State. And I started to get the words out, I don't know, and he kind of summed it up and said, listen here, who do you think you are? You stop being arrogant and listen to him. I mean, you owe this to our school, and if it's a good deal, then go do it. And if it's not, then tell him no thank you. But don't give me this, I don't know, and hung up on me. So he's black and white. There's no gray area. So that's how it was, and I'm glad I made the right choice.
So, Coach, first of all, Albuquerque is amazing. I think people don't realize how incredible the place is, and really it comes down to their food. And our producer back here in studio, Lloyd, he's got family there, and I've been there a couple times, and I love the local fare. And we've sent Scotty down there. Scotty's been there a few times, too, to call games as the play-by-play
voice. I do the Utah State games, yeah.
He goes to a teppanyaki there, Coach. When he goes to a teppanyaki. Can you please set him straight with some
good food?
It
was right next to the hotel. It was really easy just to walk across the street.
Excuse me. There's some food.
So when you come for Thanksgiving week, we'll have to get you set up.
Okay.
You can't go to Teppanyaki. Yeah, we'll have something for you.
Awesome. I love it.
Oh, Coach, I'm going to hold you
Thank
to
you,
that.
Coach.
Take care of our guy.
Yeah, we will. We will make sure. I'll get with RSID and make sure that he's well taken care of.
I love it.
Yes. Hey,
let's talk about this team and what you've got. You brought a new energy. I've talked to a couple of people close to the program. They love the energy and the culture you're really trying to install there. I know that's key for you.
You know, I mean, our goal is to win our fifth conference championship, and when we were there before with Coach Long at the helm, we had some success, and we finished second four times. We had an opportunity to win a conference championship and screwed it up ourselves. So we moved on to San Diego State, and we won three in a four-year period. So we have a model that we think works and we believe in. Trying to get that installed with our kids. I mean, we're 0-5 after the Utah State game last year, and I mean, I don't pull any punches. I mean, if we got beat in a game that we had an opportunity to win, and I told our kids after the football game, you know, I apologize to you guys because we're doing a terrible job of coaching you. I mean, we're not playing well. We're not coaching you well. We're not practicing well. We need to look ourselves in the mirror and decide who we are and what we're going to do. And if you show up to work Monday, we'll have a chance. And if you don't, then we're going to get our tails whipped the last 2 weeks. And they showed up to work Monday, and we competed better the last 2 weeks. And we have some momentum. Now, we're not very good yet. We have a long way to go, but we'll get there. I said it when I took the job. It was a marathon, not a sprint. And we'll sprint our way to a conference championship, but we're in the beginning phase of this marathon.
When you change a culture like that, and you want to come in and bring that energy, but you don't have any spring ball, New Mexico is as and no disrespect to any government officials,
right,
but they were, you know, they had safety in mind, and they made things difficult to try to run a football team.
But very much so.
So with that said, does it almost feel like this is your first year at New Mexico? I mean, based on what you had to go through last year?
You know, other than I have my entire family, my wife's family's there, my sisters, her brother, our parents, cousins, aunts, uncles, nephews. I mean, all that's there. That part of being home has been really nice. We haven't experienced low bowl football to the fullest yet. And I think the positive is, I mean, if you were at the 2019 Utah State-New Mexico game, which you were, that was as pitiful and sad a setting for a football game as I've ever seen in Albuquerque. I mean, you've got that they announced the attendance at about 5,000 people when in reality there was probably under 1,000. That's sad. For a Division I football team, that's terrible. When we were here before, we averaged over 35,000 a game. So with COVID and the reset and the strict restrictions that we had in New Mexico, I think some people are hungry to get back out there. And September 2nd, I think we're going to have a pretty good crowd. And hopefully we'll have a really good crowd when you guys come back on November 26th.
That means you got it rolling.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I had to play against a couple of those Rocky Long, New Mexico teams back in the day, and he always had his team prepared. He always had that New Mexico team fighting their butts off. How much do you lean on him? And what is the conversations like between you and him when you're talking about the direction of the program?
I mean, like I said, I worked for him for 20 years, and it's very black and white. There's no gray area. And he's been unbelievable as an assistant coach. I mean, I go in there sometimes and just want to let stuff off my chest and use him as a sounding board and ask him for his opinion. And he looks at me in the eye and says, "Coach, we're going to do whatever the heck you tell us we're going to do. So what are we going to do?" I'm like, well, I appreciate that. Came in here and just wasted a whole bunch of everybody's time. And he goes, no. You got it off your chest. Now tell us what the hell we're going to do. And so it's been great to have him around. I mean, I think he's the greatest defensive mind in all of college football, and I'll fight anybody on that. And I've had the opportunity to learn from him and still learn from him. I mean, just because I'm the head coach doesn't mean I'm going to stop learning. And it's been just awesome to have him there. I mean, it's his alma mater. It's home to him, and that's where he wants to be.
Albuquerque is all Lobos. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, it is. I mean, going down there and spending time in the pit, and, I mean, that place – lives, breathes, and drinks Lobo athletics. With that said, does that translate into NIL opportunities for your kids?
You know, we're working with some people to educate them on how they can do it and help our football program and our basketball program and all of our student athletes. Our women's sports have actually done a phenomenal job of already putting stuff out there. And sitting there and talking to our soccer coach, I mean, they have a lot of different issues that I never even dreamed of that we'd have to deal with. So there's some opportunity there. We're going to be very NIL friendly because, one, you have to be in this day and age. I mean, the recruiting world will kill you if you're not. And two, you can't be afraid to talk about anything. I mean, if you're afraid to talk about it, you're either hiding something or you're uneducated about it. So we're doing everything we can to give our kids the best opportunity. And like you said, we're painting the town cherry. So, yeah. I mean, there's opportunities.
Coach, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
Looking forward to catching up with you throughout the season.
Thank you. Good luck this season.
You got it. There you go. Head coach of New Mexico. Almost feels like it's a new head coach.
It does. First time we've done this in person.
Last year was so weird. We didn't get a chance to catch up with you last year. But Danny Gonzalez right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.